Throughout the world, May Day was celebrated on Thursday. Russia had its first joyful parade across Red Square since the Soviet Union collapsed in 1991. The parade of about 100,000 people was organized by trade unions and ostensibly dedicated to honoring the working class, although the overarching theme was Russian pride over last month's annexation of Crimea. A long stream of marchers held up signs saying, "I'm proud of my country. Let's go to Crimea for vacation." Russian flags fluttered through the crowd. May Day was celebrated with huge organized marches in Cuba, where thousands filed through Havana's Revolution Plaza to a soundtrack of congas, drums, and cries of "Long live the revolution!" Doctors in white smocks, uniformed government employees, construction workers, they all waved Cuban flags and banners honoring Fidel and Raul Castro, guerrilla leader Ernesto Che Guevara, and late Venezuelan President Hugo Chavez. In Greece, more than 15,000 people attended peaceful rallies in central Athens to protest austerity measures in the crisis-hit country. Thousands of workers in Bangladesh, including many from the garment factories, took to the streets demanding the execution of the owner of a building that collapsed last year, killing more than 1,100 garment workers. In Paris, several thousand people gathered at Bastille Square despite heavy rain. Demonstrators chanted anti-austerity slogans criticizing President François Hollande. Labor unions held marches across Germany demanding higher wages and better working hours. Hundreds of workers in Hong Kong joined a Labor Day march. In the Philippines, thousands of workers marched peacefully in Manila to protest low wages and the practice of replacing regular employees with temporary hires who get low pay and little or no benefits. Malaysians held a peaceful protest downtown in Kuala Lumpur. Iranian President Hassan Rouhani told thousands of laborers gathered in the capital, Tehran, that he supports the establishment of unions free of any interference by the state. His predecessor, Mahmoud Ahmadinejad, had dissolved many unions, leaving only a few perfunctory and powerless organizations. Dozens of people, mostly members of the Iraqi Communist Party, held a rally in downtown Baghdad, raising Iraqi flags and those of the former Soviet Union. And in New York City, thousands attended a May Day rally at City Hall Park. Signs read, "Local 338, Stronger Together, Immigration Reform Now, Expand Social Security, Tax the 1%, set a sign from 1199. Internationally United, We Heard May Day is the Word. There were signs from the UFT, the United Federation of Teachers, New York State Nurses Association. Another sign read, "On-call shifts are unfair. All we want is our fair shake." The message, a commitment to a shared struggle. Letitia James, New York City's public advocate, took the stage.
Oh, when the saints go marching in. Oh, when the saints go marching in. All I want to hear cover. Oh, when the saints go marching in. Listen, my message is simple. This is union power. We've got to let everybody know in the canyons and Broadway that you represent the middle class. You represent the labor movement. You will be respected in the city of New York. And that when the labor movement stands up, everyone will respect you.
Dignity and respect for workers is a central message. Arthur Cheliotis is with Local 1180, one of the most progressive unions in America, the Communication Workers of America.
Are you fired up? Have you had enough of the bullshit from Wall Street? We don't want any more of these McJobs from McDonald's and so on. We want to supersize those wages. We want to supersize those benefits. We want to make sure that those workers are making a living wage, a wage that'll give them dignity and respect that they have earned.
Mike Prohasco with Construction and General Building Laborers Local 79 reminds the crowd that May Day was originally about labor coming together in the struggle for the eight-hour day.
But in the climate of this country today, the struggle we face is as much to maintain and preserve the rights that we have won as it is to win new rights. Who would have ever thought that employers would seek safety standards to be lowered, such as the attempt to repeal the scaffold law? Who would have ever thought that the workers in this country who put a hard day's work in would not receive a living wage for their labor? And who would have ever thought that Albany could not find a way to provide the hardworking children of the immigrants in this nation financial aid so that they can go to college and get educated?
Prohaska said fairness and justice for the working people of the country is not negotiable. The president of Local 78, Asbestos Lead and Hazardous Waste Laborers, is Edson Severino. He says it's important to remember where we come from.
We need not forget the situation we're in today. Only 6% of private sector workers in this country are unionized. Unions today are an endangered species. We have a membership. You, the members, we all have an obligation to stand together in brotherhood, as we once did to create this great movement.
Rally organizers agree there's much to be done. Protection of low-wage workers from wage theft, building affordable housing, expanding jobs in green energy and high tech, and protecting and expanding good-paying work. Linda Perry, WBAI News, New York.